Minutes in conversation with award-winning South African artist Brett Murray, who is in Cape Town, but my guess is he would quite like to be in London at the moment, watching reactions to his new exhibition, which is currently on show at the Everard Museum in London, an exhibition called Limbo. Hello, Brett.
Hi, nice to chat to you.
Why aren't you there?
We heard too late. Oh, like many people who've been wanting to travel, we heard that we were on the red list about a month ago, so I couldn't make the opening, and we were hoping that I could get in the last few days of my show, but because we came so late off the red list, it's absolutely impossible to get a visa in time. So yes, I would love to be in London. I'm enjoying actually my first solo show in Europe. And it's at the Everard Reed Gallery. It's not a museum, but they would love it that you refer to them as a museum.
I shouldn't read what is in front of me because...
No worries. Yeah.
But, I mean, that's wonderful. First solo exhibition in Europe. That's, I would imagine that's a fairly significant step for an artist.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And for the body of work that I kind of created, it's quite a shift in terms of what I normally do, kind of stone thrower. And I describe myself as the sarcastically as the Che Guevara of the southern suburbs. But I've put down my Fanon for Dummies, and now I'm chatting about my kids and in quite a sentimental, homely way about lockdown and about sort of intimate relationships with my family. And
But I mean, you do say in the video, which is attached to the exhibition website, and I love the pieces. I would love to be able to see them in three dimensions. You do say that you're not completely abandoning the stone throwing aspect of your character, which
no,
I really hope you can't do that. No. You can't, Brett.
No, it's pretty ingrained. And I mean, you're living in such interesting times, to put it mildly, one can hardly not throw stones. But I suppose I just needed a quieter moment during lockdown to make a whole bunch of intimate, more kind of intimate sculptures. But no, I certainly haven't thrown away my catapult and my Molotov cocktails, metaphorically.
So you mentioned the change of attitude is obvious in the work. But I mean, getting a little older, having two young boys, lockdown, all conspiring to perhaps accelerate a move which would have been there anyway.
Yes, I suppose I've been for a while contemplating just including the more personal and private in the kind of works that I'm doing. And so when lockdown happened and we were all sort of confined to barracks, the subject matter was around me, and it seemed obvious for me that I wanted to make work about my family. And I normally make my three-dimensional figurative works of sculptures of bronze and of animals. So, and I'd found a beautiful reference that Japanese people do is they place wooden replicas of hares looking kind of skywards as good luck symbols for kind of for good health and wealth. And I thought that might be a good place to start my lockdown therapy. And I did a portrait of my wife as a rabbit. She loves rabbits, called Witness. And I did one of my one son. He's quite mischievous of a monkey. And I did one of my other son, of an owl. He's sort of taught us quite a lot. So I presented him as an owl. And so the series extended kind of organically along those ways. But certainly the language that I use is similar to what I have when I was describing perpetrators like patriarchs, the policemen, the sycophants, the emperors with no clothes. It's the similar language, but now rather than describing the perpetrators, I'm describing people as well. So it's kind of broadening my palette, I suppose, my conceptual palette.
Yeah, and there's an added There's an added Japanese element in there that those wonderful. I mean, I went to an exhibition of Japanese netsuke at, I think it was the Hayward Gallery last time I was in London, and they are these little figures which are used to tie the bow of the kimono. They're absolutely exquisite, and I could see the inspiration in the video of the new works.
Yes, the Israeli Museum in Cape Town has got an incredible collection of netsuke kimono fasteners as well. Yeah, I've always enjoyed that language, like pared down, refined, the incredibly kind of monumental sculptures, but they're tiny, as you know, they're as big as, you know, 5 centimeters across, 5 centimeters tall, and they're such beautifully and exquisitely refined objects. And that's a kind of an influence that runs through this body of work and other, you know, other sculptures that I've been making.
Is there any chance that we'll see any of these works, or if, as I'm sure you are hoping, they'll sell for vast quantities of pounds, that's it, they'll stay with their owners?
No, you'll never see them. I'm going to sell every last one of them. No. I'll probably have a show of this body of work in Cape Town next year. But I will obviously extend it. One never knows what one's left with. Sometimes you sell out editions because there are only 15 sculptures, and each sculpture there an edition of 6. And sometimes you sell out an edition, and sometimes you just sell one or two of them. And so I'll extend the series and have a show down in Cape Town at the Everard Reed Gallery in Cape Town sometime next year. So yes, we will be able to see it. But I suppose my disappointment is it's a bit like a stand-up comic or a person in theatre like yourself. You know, you become intimately involved with what you're doing in your studio, but the truth of putting it in the eating when you actually put it into the public space and you see how it resonates in the public space, you see how people engage with it, you can then yourself see how effective you've been in what you've been trying to do, where your strong points are and not, and so then go forward. So that is just going to have to be delayed for when I see a whole body of work, of this work done in Cape Town. So that sense, and it's also a great cathartic sense of completion. You have a show, you put it up, you have an opening. You know, it's a great it's a cathartic event, which unfortunately I won't. It's delayed gratification.
Delayed gratification. That's supposed to be a sign of growing older when you're able to cope with delayed gratification, Brett. So thank you very, very much for talking to us, and we look forward to when Limbo is back from Everard, London, back at Everard, Cape Town. South African artist Brett Murray, thank you.